You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hey everyone, and welcome to another awesome episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And I'm Rob. It feels like it's been a long time.
Since we podcasted. That's because we probably recorded the last 20 episodes ahead of time.
Yeah, in a couple of days. Because you were traveling on the road, and then we had some interviews in there. Yeah,
I'll be traveling again next week.
Indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Colorado, here we come.
Nice. Good. I'm glad. You're happy when you're on the road.
You know what?
I just don't get to go on the road as much.
Aren't we all nomads? Like, yeah. Let's be honest, you know? So, we love to travel. If you love to travel, if you love to take adventures, then right now is probably a pretty good time for you. Why? Because the new drone law just came out. And you're probably wondering, should I turn my passion into profit? Yes. Yes, you should.
You absolutely should. And there's never been a better time.
There really hasn't. Now, I do want to say, Rob, there are a lot of people out there who are offering these classes like, hey, oh, here's the study material you need for your 107 test prep. People just don't get it, I feel like. That's such an easy obstacle to overcome. And I mean, like, all the information is available on the FAA website.
Right.
That being said, I actually should stop myself short. It's not all the information. There's still a lot of airspace information and aeronautical general knowledge information that's not in that UAS course on the FAA safety site.
But there is a lot of information there. And I think the point that you're making is that while it's important, and obviously everybody has to go through that to become 107 certified, that's not the emphasis, or at least it's not what you should be emphasizing.
Yeah, well, my point is that like everyone is going to be able to get over that obstacle. That is the easiest obstacle to get over. How are the new drone pilots going to set themselves aside, make them stand out? What competitive advantage are they going to get? And frankly, if you're not a really good pilot, I would not open a good drone business right now. But if you're willing to learn, you're willing to put in the practice, right now is the best time. And that's why this weekend you'll see an annual sale for membership at Drone U. We normally don't do this. This is like a once a year thing. So
it's been at least a year since we did this the last time.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah.
Now, why is that important? Well, we're offering a deal on all of our courses, all of our resources, the tips and tricks videos, the hacks, all the forms that we give out. And you know what? We're in the middle of developing new classes as we speak. But you're not going to find all of that information anywhere else. You're not going to find classes anywhere else that teach you how to be a really good pilot. So I think if you come into the community, which is that is what it is, mm-hmm. an online training community, you're going to be really, really happy. Why? Well, there's a lot of other people just like you and I who are experienced and can help you lower that learning curve. So a lot of people who are just willing to help,
yep.
they're willing to answer your questions and really make you think about things in a different way. And it's very positive. It's very different from what we're seeing on Facebook.
It is very different. And it's one of the things that we're most committed to, and that is an ongoing educational process.
Well, I mean, the technology changes so fast. If you're not on top of it, you fall behind.
Absolutely. So there's no shortage of $1,500, $3,000, even $5,000 classes that you can go take. They're all over the place.
That's true.
And in fact, we offer one-on-one trainings, group trainings, and while we enjoy those, Paul enjoys teaching people, we don't emphasize them because we want people to be plugged into the community where they never stop learning for
True.
The very reason Paul just mentioned. It's always changing. And so if you're not constantly learning, you're going to fall behind.
Definitely. So check out that sale. Will be on our Facebook page, facebook.com/DroneU. Now let's get into today's question, Rob.
Absolutely.
Hey guys, this is Cameron operating out of Houston, Texas. You've been asking for some business questions, so I decided to drop in and throw you a bone. Can you please dive into the concept, strategies, and logic behind how you structure your package options? I'm not curious about pricing so much as I am about the ways you mix and match your services and time. Thanks for all the help you've given me since I started my business.
All right, Rob, this is a you question.
This is a me question.
Well, I would say the only thing that I have to say about creating your packages that you're going to be selling is that you need to be flexible, like especially in real estate. You know, realtors love the kind of all-in-one solution. So if you're taking photos and videos and drone stuff, you're definitely going to have an easy way into the market. That's all I have to say before you go into pricing packages. But remember, guys, if you can offer the whole kit and caboodle, you're probably going to get a lot more business.
Yeah, well, and I actually was going to talk about this a little bit from the perspective of what you've talked about in the past. And the reality is, Paul, you've actually deployed this, right? I mean, you've actually got postcards made, et cetera, that are in the marketplace that people are responding to and you're getting sales from. Now, I don't think you use them as much anymore because you get most stuff word of mouth.
Referrals.
But when you originally kind of got going a couple years ago or whatever it was, you were using these postcards. And what I remember you saying, and I've always liked it, is you've basically almost always got three options, kind of a low end, middle range, and then a high end. The idea or the expectation is that you're trying to drive most people to your middle option.
Well, yeah. In business psychology, they teach you in very professional sales classes that, you know, if you ever notice when you go to a car dealership, the first car they're going to show you is the most expensive car. Because when you move down from the most expensive down into a more reasonable price, that contrast of those two prices really seems big in your head. So the lower price, even though I'm sure it's still going to be really high, seems more moderate to you because they showed you, you know, the top of the line Platinum Edition F-150 and, you know, that's $64,000. And then they take you over to the XLT and it's $36,000 and you feel much better about that buying decision.
Absolutely. And I think that's the way that you actually saw it play out. One other thing that I would add is that on your low end option, and this is not something we've talked about, so tell me if you disagree, but on your low end option, I would never make that something that I don't actually want to perform, that I don't actually want
to
do.
So you have to be okay with it.
Yeah. I mean, it's got to be something where you still enjoy going to work. And if you're not going to, if there's somebody that doesn't even want to buy that low end option, well, then they're probably just not the client for you. So you've got to think through where you're setting that low range or that lowest option to make sure that it's something that you're going to enjoy doing. And you're still, and by the way, you don't want to set that low end option to where you're having to give up quality, because that's something you can't ever do, is limit the quality that you're offering in your product.
That is very true. You actually want to make sure you focus on quality.
Exactly.
That is so important, especially in today's day and age.
Yeah, absolutely. So talk a little bit about how you used to do it and what you would put in the low range, the mid range, and the high range, and how you would decide to divvy that up.
Low range is like bare bones. I shoot, you know, if I'm doing, let's say real estate, for example, and this is purely for example's sake. Let's say I shoot a home and I'll do outside, like exterior stuff, and, you know, maybe like use some of the photos and just do Ken Burns, you know, for the interior stuff. So you fly in into the home and then it's just Ken Burns of all the photos that were taken.
Explain what that means, Ken Burns.
So it means you take a picture and you go into Final Cut Pro or Premiere Pro, whatever you're using. And Ken Burns just creates motion over the image. So it makes it look like video, but it's not really true video, if that makes sense. For that low end, I know some people in smaller markets, so markets where homes are about $200,000 average, so average home price, $200,000, their low end, and I know this for a fact, is about $350 bucks for that. Now, I've also seen people break up these packages in different ways. So are they breaking up the packages of the homes based on the price point of the home, the square footage of the home, or how much time it's going to take to complete the footage of the home? These are things you need to think about. And I've heard them done all three ways. That being said, your low end, you know, 350, whatever, when realistically, you know, you want to sell the high end or the middle range one, that's really what you want to go for. So what you can say is, you know, I'll give you more video. We're going to get you stabilized video on the inside of the house. It's going to look really nice. We'll do your choice of music. We can get a title in there with your picture, brand the video for you, and upload it to YouTube. And that's going to be your mid-range, say like $500 to $750, depending on the market that you're in. Now, when they're like, oh, well, you know, do I get interior video with the lower package? Will you upload it to YouTube? Do that? No. I mean, like instantly I say no. Because that question always arises. I mean, even I had a negotiation recently where someone was really trying to lowball me. And they said, well, you know, our picture's included. And like literally in the contract, you know, the initial contract, it said yes. But after a while, I went back and changed the contract before we signed it, because we had a negotiation where he asked me without reading the contract, are photos involved? And after he lowballed me on so many things, it was like, no. they're not involved. But that always leaves you the option if you have some issues in your workflow or your efficiency process or something comes up with your editor or you're out of town for a week, you know, you have the option of taking the photos and giving them to the realtor as a gift to say, look, I'm sorry for the time frame. Like, let's do this, you know.
Sure.
And that happens because different realtors have different styles. And I've learned this time and time again. You got to be careful about what you promise.
Absolutely.
You cannot overpromise and underdeliver. And I have done that. So going back, low, mid, high, low, I'm at 350 and I never sell it. Mid-range, you know, 500 to 750. We're flying outside. We're doing interior video on the inside. And if they want, you know, a couple aerial stills, maybe we'll give them $5. But the way to make more money is to have options and upsell them.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say, you know, I would love to do this. This house is really gorgeous. And I think it would show really well at sunset. And we can come out at sunset for an extra $100. That's no big deal. If you want to, we could shoot it in 4K. So people could really, really like enjoy just the clarity in the
home.
And
your video will really stand out.
Exactly.
By doing that.
Uh-huh. And then you can take it even further and say, well, we could also do a video VR where people are literally flown around the house and flown inside the house, and someone can take their phone, look at Facebook, and literally look around inside of the house.
Mm-hmm.
And you could do that for easy $2,500. So
there's going to be more and more takers with that. Again,
oh,
it's kind of one of those tipping point issues when one and then two and then three people start to take advantage of that. The next person feels like, well, gosh, now I got to do that.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Yeah,
totally. It's going to happen.
And then my high-end price range I normally save for the homes are a little bit more expensive, a little bit more square footage. Offer them the whole kit and caboodle, you know, about $950 to $1,500, depending on the market, depending on where you are. And then again, upsales you can do are narrations, you know, special types of music. There's so much, you know. Custom titles for the realtor. You can even sell them on that. Again, upsell on the sunset or offer the sunset in the high-end package. Again, focus on quality. It's really going to help you out.
Absolutely. And I would also think that as you go up the ladder, their involvement or their ability to choose becomes greater. So, for example, on the low end, they don't choose the music. They basically don't even have any choice on pictures, et cetera. You're just kind of giving them what they're getting, right? And again, you're not trying to take anybody and do low quality stuff, but the reality is you've got to be efficient, and what you're getting paid speaks directly to how much time you can,
give. You need to limit yourself on time. So
yeah, absolutely.
You really do. There were a couple other things that I was kind of thinking of. You know, people are always going to be deceptive when they're trying to get pricing out of you. And not always, I shouldn't say always, but it happens a lot. You have to be confident in your price. You have to be confident in your value. Because if you're not, you're never going to sell yourself for what your true worth is, period. So you really need to be confident. And if people ever give you a hard time, I was taught this by a friend from the Raptor Cam, Justin Woodcock. And he said, Paul, dude, you just got to say, you know, someone else is looking at the same time that you want to shoot. And frankly, they're offering, you know, my normal rate. So I'm not even sure I'm going to have this date available.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you literally just mess with their mind. And in sales, we call it creating scarcity.
Sure.
Like you're not available.
Right.
That is how you turn the tables on the people who are trying to downgrade you on price. And I've used it hundreds of times. Like, oh, well, I know you only want to spend $500 on that house, but I'm booked for the next few weeks. At $1,500 a house, and unless you're willing to pay that, I'm sorry. You have to be willing to walk away.
Yeah, and so that kind of brings us full circle to how do you get confident? You've got to be good at what you do.
Take roids, go to the gym. No, I'm kidding.
So look good?
No. Actually, it's funny. Do you know in human psychology, if you're in shape, you will sell better?
I believe that.
And it's really messed up. People are like, how could Paul ever say that? It is true. Google it. It's a human psychology course actually at UNM here, and they teach that. So
it makes sense. I mean, people like to look at things that are pretty and put together, right?
Well, it just puts you in a nice frame of mind instantly.
Yeah, that too.
So it's like the primer effect without saying anything.
Yeah, you know? Absolutely. Absolutely. So we won't go into it too much because the question, by the way, is not necessarily about real estate. That's just kind of a natural flow of answering the question. But the concepts and the principles, I think you could apply to just about anything, although the complexity of the job will lead to a more complex package.
Yeah.
but the concepts are basically the same.
Yeah.
No matter what you're talking about.
Yes, that is true. So.
Cool. Anything else?
I think that's it. You know, guys, make again, just to reiterate and summarize, packages are awesome. Remember to focus on your mid-range package, offer the most value in that package. But you also have to have a very convenient and easy way to deliver your material. On top of that, again, if you can be the all-in-one stop or the, what do they call it?
The one-stop shop.
The one-stop shop.
Yeah.
You're going to get more business. Just pure and simple. The easier it is to work with you as well, the more clients you're going to have. Mm-hmm. My last piece of advice, and I have to teach this to my girlfriend all the time, or excuse me, fiance. That's
Oof.
Right.
Whew. You better edit that out.
Anyway.
That's going to hurt.
Glad she doesn't watch. anyway, so that was awkward. what I tell her all the time is if you're dealing with someone who you do not like to deal with, there are two ways to deal with that person. Number one is you charge them I can't use the word on the podcast, the mean fee.
Mm-hmm.
Normally it's the other word starts with an A and ends with hole. So
use your imagination.
You have that, the A-hole fee.
Right.
So normally that's a nice little 45% upcharge because if someone is that mean and they're going to give you grief, you're going to charge them more. Otherwise, don't work with them at all because honestly, in this life, it's just too short and you better enjoy what you do. And that's why we're all here. I mean, you love drones. You want to make money with it. Your time is coming and now is the time to work on these things and work on your business. So this was a great time for this question, Rob.
Absolutely. So thank you for the question, Cameron. And by the way, if we didn't answer everything that you were thinking, call us back or not call us back. Get us another series of questions and we'll get into those.
Definitely. And if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com and upload that question for us where you will have a chance to win a free membership. Also, Rob, guess what?
What?
We got some cases from Go Professional Cases that we're giving away on the podcast.
Very cool. So what's the criteria? How does somebody get one?
I haven't made it up yet.
Okay. So we'll figure that out. And by the way, in case you missed it, we did give away the membership, the annual membership to a previous question asker, and that was Mikey in Houston.
That's right. Cowboy
so
Mike.
I emailed you, Mike. Hopefully you're still listening or you got the email. Reach out to us or respond to that email, I guess, and we'll get you taken care of and get you set up with your membership.
I think I got an idea for how they can get this case. So it's an SD card case. You can't buy them in the States. They came straight from Italy. And
wow, it's Italian.
Literally, you put all your mini or micro SD cards in this case. I have it. If you've ever seen any of our videos, they're about this big, but they're waterproof and it's by far.
They're cool.
They are really cool.
Actually.
So I think I've just created the criteria in my head. All right. I'm going to let it just go.
Shoot.
All right. So whoever uploads a question with the best accent while recording themselves with video and wearing a costume.
Oh my word. If we get some of you guys do that, then
you've got to record your question on video in an accent with a costume.
And
these are $55 cases. You got to work for this.
No, that's fair. They're really cool cases. And if you don't have one, you'll wish that you did. But you'll need to send that video to support@thedroneu.com.
Definitely. support@thedroneu.com. I've got a few cases. Who wants one? That's going to do it for us today. My name is Paul.
I'm Rob.
And this is Ask Drone You.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.